A gathering designed to educate, empower, and connect women is coming to Lexington. I'm Sherry Lawson. I talked with the organizers of Thrive, a day-long event that focuses on the art of self-care for women.
As you stand in your mountain pose, begin to feel where your feet touch the earth.
On a recent Tuesday at her home yoga studio, certified menopause movement specialist Lisa King captures the sound of her one-on-one session. The lights are dim, a candle is lit, and a yoga mat with bolsters and blankets is set up for a session meant to help relieve tension in the body.
On your next inhale, just silently say, "I am here."
King works with women in this way on a regular basis. She's one of the co-founders of a day-long event to be held in Lexington called Thrive, a health gathering where women can learn together, feel empowered, and get connected.
Thrive is an opportunity for women to come together with other like-minded women in a safe space to have discussions around topics that maybe we don't talk about enough, things like financial wellness and nutrition and hormone imbalances.
There are several speakers and topics for the day, says King, including setting healthy boundaries and functional medicine. King will lead a session on menopause movement and the nervous system.
I want women to know that they don't have to suffer through menopause as they age, because there are reported about 80 symptoms that go along with menopause. And I think for women, we've just been told historically, and even very recently, that that's just something we have to deal with. That's just how it is as we age. And that is certainly not true. We don't have to suffer with insomnia and joint pain and hot flashes. There are things that we can do, utilizing movement and other resources, so that we feel our best.
Physical therapist Kelsey Carnes, one of the co-founders of Thrive, says while Thrive is a place where women can learn about burnout, setting boundaries, and financial health, there's also information on pelvic health, which Carnes is passionate about.
Research shows that 1 in 3 women experience pelvic floor dysfunction in the U.S., and that number increases to 1 in 2 women, so 50% of women after menopause having pelvic floor dysfunction.
The physical therapist says this is the second year for Thrive, and it's valuable for women of any age.
It allows you to take time and space to literally just care for you as a woman. So I think it's important for us as women to take time away and step away from the day-to-day rat race that is life and do things that really just fill us up and care for us.
It was King and Carnes' client, Kim Schroeder, who came up with the idea for the day-long self-care event. Schroeder approached King and Carnes and suggested they create an event where women could come together in a safe space to have difficult conversations and get high-quality information and sources for self-care. It's something Schroeder wished she had. For years, Schroeder had experienced trauma around medical issues she was dealing with. The 47-year-old was diagnosed with endometriosis in her early 20s. She had infertility issues and several surgeries that took a physical and emotional toll on her. She says even though she's a trained researcher with a PhD in education, many times during medical appointments, she was reduced to a puddle of emotion and felt dismissed. It was the teamwork of Lisa King and physical therapist Kelsey Carnes that helped Schroeder through the physical and emotional challenges.
On days when I wanted to give up, they were just like, "No, you know your body. You are the expert on your body. You have been researching this for 3.5 years. You are doing the right thing. Like, don't let people who've met you for 30 minutes tell you what you've been experiencing for 30 plus years."
Schroeder says her experience of support from these women was so life-changing that she felt that an event supporting other women and encouraging self-care would be valuable.
We wanted to create a wellness event that was uplifting and supportive, and that definitely gave women high quality information and that they walked away with ways to potentially improve their life, but it was in a positive and accessible way, so they didn't walk away feeling overwhelmed or, you know, shamed for the things that they weren't doing.
Thrive is scheduled for March 1st at the Embassy Suites in Lexington. The co-founders expect to triple the number of women who attended last year. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.